USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States and Israel officials meeting in Washington on Tuesday discussed their serious concerns about advancements in Iran's nuclear program and agreed to the significant threat posed by Iran. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they will focus attention on the growing threat from Iran, providing drones and precision-guided missiles to its allies. Sentencing for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's death has been pushed back to June 25th. Chauvin's previous hearing was reset by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill. The online court docket gave no reason, but court spokesman Spencer Bickett said the move was due to a scheduling conflict. Some women around the country are reporting menstrual cycle changes after taking the COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Even if there is a connection, that I would be terribly worried about is representing a long-term problem.
Dr. Heather Huddleston on ABC 7 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Biden has appointed a new ICE director. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. Gonzalez had been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. He also opposed legislation in Texas that would have required local law enforcement to determine the immigration status of individuals in their custody. If the Senate confirms Gonzalez, it would be the first time that the agency has had a Senate-confirmed director since January of 2017.
Founded in 2003, ICE's stated mission is to protect the United States from cross-border crime and illegal immigration. India has seen more COVID cases in the last 7 days than any other country. A second wave has seen the official death toll surpass 200,000. Some in-country believe the actual number may be higher. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Los Angeles police officer Deion Joseph recently took to social media to write a letter to Lakers basketball player LeBron James, who has been vocal about police brutality and racial injustice. The officer wrote the open letter in a response to a recently deleted tweet by James condemning an Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, who was seen on video attempting to kill another young woman. Without knowing the facts, LeBron got it wrong. Officer Joseph on Fox News says he understands ego and frustration.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't apologize sometimes, and it can happen to me too. I'm one of those guys where it's hard for me to say sorry because your ego, you know, gets in the way. But, if he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have to. I just thought it would be good if you know you're wrong on an issue, that you could at least say, hey, I got this one wrong. Yes, I want accountability, but this one I got wrong. You know, and the reason why I wrote this letter is because, you know, that officer could have been me. I'm thinking of four times in my career where I almost had to use deadly force on somebody, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. In one of those instances, you know, I was this close to shooting a young man to save other people while I'm going home off duty. And that would have been said about me without him knowing who I am, my heart, knowing that every morning I wake up praying that I never, ever have to take a life of another human being.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.